Welcome to the Northeastern Housing Lottery Update. Today is February 8th, 2006, and we'll be addressing all the housing lottery issues you need to know. I'm Kristen, your host, and also with me is Ben Woods to talk about different housing options. Housing letters are expected to come out this Friday, the 10th, so be ready with your box of Kleenex if you're a sophomore, and be ready to be excited if you're a senior and you get housing. There'll be open houses next week during Valentine's Day of all days. And also, the housing lottery will start after spring break between March 14th to March 23rd. Now, with his past housing experiences and possible recommendations, is Ben Woods.
Thank you, Kristen. This is Ben Woods joining you. Now, I'm going to talk about some of my previous experiences here at Northeastern. After moving out of the less than adequate Stetson West facilities that I lived in my freshman year, my first upper-class housing experience was in Davenport on Columbus Avenue. It was two doubles and a single, one of which was an RA. He was delightful, didn't impede on our fun too much. And it was a very, very nice apartment. My room there was actually larger than any of the others I've had after that. And I'm actually living again with the same roommate from there now in West Village A, North.
Now, Ben, as a freshman, did you end up getting a lottery number, or were you waitlisted? And how good was that lottery number if you did get one?
Well, actually, I was fortunate enough to receive a lottery number, and I believe it was around 1,400 or so, I think.
That's actually pretty good for a freshman. Most of them end up in the 2,000 range, unless they're very, very lucky, and the rest of them ended up being waitlisted. And I'm sure that will be true this year. Now, for those who don't receive a good lottery number, what other options are out there, such as living off campus? What has your experience been like?
Well, I actually lived off campus for, one semester and two summer semesters. Last year, I moved out to Commonwealth Avenue, 1066. Actually, it's right near BU, more than Northeastern. It's a bit of a ride on the train to school, but I was on co-op for most of this period, so it wasn't too much of a problem.
How did you end up finding the apartment?
Actually, it worked out really well. One of my friends was moving away for co-op, who had been living off campus, and he needed someone to take over his apartment, so I took over his room, and it was already with two of my friends, so it worked out really well for me.
That is definitely a good option for people who are studying abroad or going on co-op. Now, being an RA, while I have participated in the lottery process, I never actually got to live in any of the housing I picked. I have lived in West E over the summer, though, and I highly recommend living in the building as compared to West A. It actually has right angles. And that's it for our NU Housing Lottery update. Stay tuned for more information from housing as well as Res Life, and hopefully you get good lottery numbers.